Thank you, Damian, and good evening, everyone. North Coast State Senator Noreen Evans introduced a bill today, Senate Bill 241, called the California Education and Resource Reinvestment Act, that would impose a severance tax on oil removed from any land or water under the control of the state. California does not currently impose a severance tax, as Evans explains.
The state of California is the only oil-producing state in the nation that does not tax the oil that is taken out of our ground. And 93% of the revenues generated by that tax would go to fund community colleges, UC, and CSU. The remainder would go to fund our state parks.
The two state university systems have seen steep cuts to their budgets over the past 5 years, and more than 70 state parks, many on the North Coast, face closure due to a lack of funds.
By failing to have an oil severance tax like all the other states do, California is leaving revenue literally on the table. It's a source of revenue that we have simply ignored. And we've been in a financial economic crisis for the last 5 years. We have failed to continue to fund our colleges and universities and our state parks. And this is one way to restore the damage that's been done.
If passed, the 9.9 severance tax would raise approximately $2 billion per year, according to the State Board of Equalization. You may have heard late last week or over the weekend that Green Diamond Resource Company had shut down its lumber mill in Corbell. We have confirmed that the mill will remain open despite the layoffs of 47 employees in January. Spokesman Gary Reinerson told KINS News earlier today that there are no plans for the mill to be closed and that Green Diamond is planning on hiring back 3 laid-off employees and working with others to find them positions within the company. Reinerson also said Green Diamond logging operations are ramping back up as the weather improves.
Our wood operations started back up at the first of the year, so our company logging and contract loggers, as well as contract trucking, are back at work based on weather conditions.
Law enforcement authorities are asking for the public's help in locating 27-year-old Orleans resident Sean Forrest Hawk. CHP officers responded to a location on Highway 96 just south of the Siskiyou-Humboldt County line early Sunday morning and found that another Orleans resident had been struck and killed during a hit-and-run incident. An aerial search by a CHP helicopter unit from Redding located the Ford truck several miles from the scene of the collision and identified its owner as Hawk. Witness statements indicate Hawk may be armed and should be considered dangerous. Anyone with information about the hit-and-run incident or Hawk's whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. The coroner's office conducted an autopsy today on the body of an adult male whose remains were found floating in the surf on the Samoa Peninsula on Sunday. Deputy Coroner Charlie Van Buskirk told KINS News that they have a likely ID for the body, which has been in the water for several weeks. Buskirk went on to say that the identification process should be completed by tomorrow afternoon, and we'll update you when we have more information. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With a manhunt for a former Los Angeles police officer dominating state and national headlines, Sheriff Mike Downey commented on Talk Shop about the difficulties involved in a large-scale manhunt operation. 2 years ago, it was Mendocino County searching for a murder suspect who was on the loose for more than a month before being found. Closer to home, it was just last week that the sheriff's office was searching for a wanted felon, Ryan Floyd. Sheriff Downey commented,
"One thing we have on our side is time. Usually, if a longer period of time goes by, then we somewhat have an idea of who this person may or may not be. So that helps out, too."
The sheriff also pointed out that if someone doesn't want to be found, they can be a long while in hiding, particularly in urban areas. But something almost always changes.
But, again, it's a waiting game, and they turn up at the most strangest times sometimes.
Law enforcement is still searching for a suspected accomplice of Floyd's, Honey Marsh. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.